Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Money Control's daily podcast, which brings you the best of our exclusive Editor's Picks newsletter in an audio format. This exclusive newsletter is curated 5 days a week by Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta, and now you can listen to it on the go. So let's dive into today's top stories. Indian stocks wrapped up their best week in 4 years on 21st March, with the Sensex and Nifty gaining 4% each. Bulls shrugged off early jitters as a stronger rupee and foreign investors selling eased. The turnaround has been held by a changing positive sentiment among foreign institutional investors, who have been net buyers for much of this week by months of relentless selling, reports Money Control. Like stocks, the rupee was also on a roll, recording its best week in more than 2 years, gaining 1.2% against the dollar, writes Manish M. Suvarna. Apple is doubling down on India despite the uncertainty around tariffs, hiring for key supply chain and support roles based in Bengaluru, Chennai, Hyderabad, and Delhi as it gears up to manufacture AirPods and iPads here, reports Danish Khan. This move is significant given US President Donald Trump's threats about imposing reciprocal tariffs. On the regulatory front, SEBI's new chairman Tuhin Kanta Pandey has greenlit LG Electronics India's IPO, a shift from the market regulator's previous high-speed approach to a more balanced one, reports Prajesh Kumar. The IPO is expected to be one of the largest this year. Tata Capital is taking another big step towards the public markets. Ashwin Mohan reports that Tata Capital has hired 10 investment banks, including Kotak Mahindra Capital and Citi, for its over Rs 15,000 crore IPO. The sale, which is a mix of primary and secondary shares, may see Tata Sons and investor IFC pair their stakes. Latest results from the world's largest company, Accenture, have dimmed hopes of a quick turnaround in discretionary spending for Indian IT firms, writes Rishabh Shaw. Check out his piece on what Accenture's results mean for Indian IT firms on moneycontrol.com. And finally, Kotak Mahindra Asset Management's Nilesh Shah told Money Control that India needs what he calls a new Chanakya moment to woo foreign investors. In an exclusive interview with Shweta Punj, Shah stressed the recent market rebound might be fleeting and that India needs to actively build a compelling investment narrative like China has. Also, check out Niti Aayog member comment that 6 to 6.2% GDP growth rate is enough for India to become a developed nation by 2047. This is much lower than the 8% growth rate that this year's economic survey said was needed to achieve the Viksit Bharat goal. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.